we were going to have Sandy Smith tonight. But, and you know she lives in Pennsylvania now, but she was going to come out and come to our classes and spend a little time with us and talk here at our service, but her uncle died and she really needs to be there. So, Millie's pitch hitting. And, thank you guys. You know, I'm so afraid people get tired of my voice here, so I try to not book me too much on Sunday or Wednesday because I don't want anybody to get tired of hearing me. But, you know, I love to talk about God. What I wanted to really talk about now, as, and not bring it too much into this, but what do you think our Mimi is doing right now? Every one of you here, is there anyone here that doesn't know Mimi? Oh, you know Mimi. Oh, you kids don't. Okay. Great lady, just cost of a higher life. She was with us every minute she could be. Every time she had a minute, she would try to be with us, you know. So she'd do the same thing now because Mimi is still Mimi. Are you saying something to me, Reese?
The message I got when you told me that she had crossed immediately came true. She was a cool girl. She was having so much fun on the other side. Just careful for that. So thank you.
Yes, I'm sure she's having a good time. I'm sure she's having a good time over there. And, of course, we will, too. Because when you leave the body, all you do is leave the body. You're still you, and everybody knows that by now, I'm pretty sure, huh? Because you can't destroy energy, no matter how powerful science gets, you can't destroy energy. And it will be. And when the energy's no longer in the flesh falls apart and goes back to ashes. But what would it be just like? Allow yourself to think about that a little bit. What would it really be like? Is that in anybody's eyes? I think we need brighter bulbs up here. Someday maybe we'll get them. But for right now, it's a little dark up here. Here over in Samuel 1, 2018. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is a new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." Good many of you moved from another area to come here, didn't you? Most, good many of you. I mean, we have some thoroughbreds here, was born and raised right here in California. But most of us came from somewhere else. A lot of those people back there think we're gone. We're just fine. We're just out here in California. So let's kind of keep that thought in the background. So it should be the ambition of all of us to live so that when we're gone, whether it's to be death or move into another company, that we're sure to be missed. I can't think of anything more tragic than for a departed person not to be missed. Well, there's no doubt about our Mimi being missed. Is it possible for you in this you to be missed for many reasons? You betcha. A lot of people would be gone and think, thank goodness they're gone. Good heavens, did they make a mess while they were here. And they'd walk into the room and the whole room would just be shattered with their energy that is so aggressive, or their energy that is so boisterous, or their energy that is so nasty and mean you never knew who they're going to yell at next. Or you miss them because they come in and they just bring a light. Mimi carried a light. They come into the room and they're just a light. You'll be missed for that reason. Maybe some people will say, oh, thank goodness you're gone because now I can divide up your estate, you miserly old person. Going to say fool. I would never say fool. Yes, yes. Anyhow, you didn't think that's what I was going to say, though, did you? But anyhow, when you think about it, and all these people are sitting around at your memorial service listening and to whoever's speaking on the platform, and inside they're getting their own thoughts going, and of course you, free in the body, are going to be listening to that. The God part of you is going to be listening to that. Your little love part of you is going to be listening. So think about that. And then You will be missed because your seat will be empty, yes. Empty chair in family circle, perhaps. Empty chair in the office. And I bet there's some bosses out there that when they leave this earth plane, the people that was working with them is going to be saying, thank goodness. Maybe not. Maybe it might be quite the opposite. And that's what we're hoping for, right? Now, empty seat at church. Our Tuesday afternoon classes just doesn't feel the same. It's got this empty pocket with our Betsy that left and Louise that left. And I can still look at that seat where Louise was, and I can just feel, oh, Louise. But it has filled in. Someone else has taken that seat now. But I can still hunger for Louise. And across from me there was Betsy. I'm so empty with Betsy having left the body. Just because I can't look over there and see her. Of course, there's many other reasons that I miss them, but I'm just pointing that out. First, it helps us. Moreover, it shows whose side we're on in a struggle for a better world. What if no one attended? What if the congregation should all die? What if everybody left this earth plane? What would happen to it? Have you ever thought about that? Who would tend the garden? We are the tools that God uses here on the earth to tend the garden, to make the earth plane beautiful. We forget sometimes, and we think we're here just to take. But we're here to make the earth plane tolerable. That's what the Bible says. Well, if we all left, the earth plane would just be a mass of what? Think about it. Well, you'll be missed because your tongue will be silenced. You've been blessed many times by a wise, considerate, helpful tongue. Maybe you gave a lot of good out. Or again, will it be because you're nasty that they'll miss you? It gave direction. It gave encouragement. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Proverbs 25:11. You'll be missed because your ears will be deaf. Do you ever have somebody that you just love to tell your troubles to, but you felt better afterwards? Because they seemed to understand. And they would pray for you, and you'd know that if you put your troubles in their lap, that they would continue to pray for you, and you would be reaping the rewards of that, that wonderful feeling of comfort, of love. Would you be missed because of that? There was a little girl came here this evening, and I didn't get any time with her, but I told her her wonderful gift is giving comfort. She had not recognized that in herself. And it doesn't mean that I'm right, because I've never walked, 5 miles with her. But this young lady I know is here to give comfort on this earth plane. So when years and years and years go by, and she leaves this earth plane, I know there'll be a lot of people that have been comforted by her listening to them and sharing loving thoughts. Well, we shall miss those ears into which we've poured our troubles. All of us need someone in whom we can confide. It means much just to have someone to listen to us. Can you think of anybody that you feel that way about? That's free of the body? Yes, I know, Connie. But can you think? Can you think of someone that's left the body now? And now you miss being able just to tell them what hurts in you, or where you're feeling bad, or who hurt your feelings, or the lonely feeling you might have, or even the upset feelings, or whatever it is. Do you miss that person because you just can't, don't have their ears to talk to? And I guess I've already confided this enough. Whenever I get sad or down, little Rose usually has Janie or somebody call me and give me a little pep talk, and if I'm not there, they put it on my answering machine. And the other person that I miss so much, of course, after 40-some years, is my mother. And miss being able just to cry on her shoulder, lay beside her in bed with my knee curved up over her thighs. Snap back and feel that. All this time, keep thinking, what will people be thinking of you? Well, you'll be missed because your hands will be stilled. These hands have worked like others could, that others could have. And when, in the Bible it says, when Dorcas was gone, those left behind wept and looked at the garments that she had made. Her hands had contributed to her good works. Now, if you think about that, sometimes when our angel friends come to us, they'll say, they'll show us that they made a quilt that maybe you still have, or a table that you may still have, in order to identify themselves, or lace doilies that you may still have, that they left behind. When you go free of the body, what is it that you'll use in order for someone that you want to get in touch with that's still down here in the flesh, what would you use? You might use a clown face, because she's a professional clown. What would you use? Keith probably used a sailboat coming in. Charlotte will run around flirting with some guy so we'll know it's her. And Spencer will remember him for a lot of reasons, including his cookies.
Yeah.
Think about it. What will they think about you? Well, the angels say that when we leave here, even though we've planned and we think we have it all, we leave here, we're always surprised. We're surprised. Going, really? You? You might even see Jesus Christ sitting right there and you say, I can't believe I'm seeing you. And yet you may have been claiming to talk to him for years and years and years, and you still be not expect to see him there, because you don't expect to see him here. Yet he's come to class. When we could see him, Spencer saying, yes, he's seen us. Well, I just don't understand why there aren't more and more people wanting to know what it's like, because that's just the next step that we're going into, each and every one of us. Be going into that next step. Well, the angels say, if you want to have a good life after this, then make yourself a good life now, because it's really just going to be an extension of the life that you have now. So, Steve, what was your life going to be like when you leave here? Just like it is now, only you don't have the material to do the things with. Fingernails, toenails, your nose. Don't have that. But still you. So they ask us to live spiritually now. So that when we go free, we just continue living spiritually. And if you want to be happy, live spiritually. Because if you're not living spiritually, I guarantee you, you're not a very happy camper. So living spiritually is living life the easy way. Living spiritually is living in tune with the infinite, in tune with God. That way you have fewer bumps and thumps and potholes and fences to run your face into. Surely negative will be in your midst while you're still on this earth plane. There'll be negative, it'll still be in your midst. But your angels will not stop you from going through it, but they'll help you to be guided around it so that there's no surprises. But they won't do it for you. They, meaning God, bubbles of God, they want us to begin to understand a little bit more about the relationship that we who are still in the body have with those that's free of the body. I have to say, I've not picked Mimi up very well since she left. I'm a little disappointed. But when I can pick up others, why can't I pick up Mimi? Well, for one reason, Bill is keeping her very close. He's having a hard time. He's really hurting. She's drawn very close to him. But you know, just as we here in the body have to learn to communicate with the souls that's free, when you go free, you have to communicate, learn how to communicate back with us. So I'm sure that's what she's learning, trying to learn, so she can reach us better. I had her in a dream, but when I woke up, I couldn't remember the dream except for the one thing that I had been asking, and that was who was her Indian guide, or her balance cord, and I brought that out of the dream, which was Little Shadow. Yeah, I miss her not running around here in the flesh. But I wouldn't want her to stay another minute in that body if it wasn't working. So again, bring me back and give me permission to say one more time, one of the greatest gifts that God gives us is the ability to leave the body when it's no longer good. It's hard if you can't. So when the relationship is, these souls are free of the body. They will not run our lives for us, but they will help us. I look at, pick on Dee again. I look at Dee and I think, you know, God, she's so neat. Why hasn't she gotten that very perfect job? She's got her degrees coming out her ears in oceanography, and I want her to be able to get the best job. And you know what? The answer I get is, well, it takes a little time to get the best job. If she just wants to get a job, get anything. There's plenty of jobs out there. But they wanted to help her get a good one. And sometimes that takes a little effort. Sometimes it takes a little effort, not on just the loved ones free of the body, but indeed to be alert and know where and when she should be paying attention to get that best job. Well, understanding the relationship of that lighter vibration, because when you get free of this body, you're in light, you're lighter. And as the Bible says, you have a body of light. So here you are in this body of light. Here we're in a body of flesh. A heavier vibration and a slower vibration, so that's why we can see each other so well. When we go free, you not only see us down here, but we can see the other souls as free, because you'll be traveling at that higher vibration. You know, there's nothing new I can say here. It's all so simple. It's all so simple. God didn't complicate the change called death. We people down here did. And yeah, we thought people would try to get free of the body because, you know, truthfully, we all are, none of us is 100% happy. We're all homesick to go home. So religion has, in some ways, done the right thing because they say, oh boy, you don't want to leave that body because you might have meet the devil instead of the Lord. And they scare you, so you want to stay in the body. Well, I want to be able to encourage people to live spiritually so that we don't have that fear, because we don't need that fear. It does not need to be a part of us. I want to see the human race as evolved enough that they can understand that they want to accomplish a lot before they leave here. Accomplish a lot of spiritual growth before you leave here. I think Mimi captured a lot for her soul's growth while she was here. My humble opinion. I can't judge her, but I certainly qualify, and I encourage everybody to keep on qualifying. We don't have to be negative about people and how they act and criticize. But we do need to qualify so we know who we need to be hanging with. Rhonda, you qualified that husband of yours before you hung around with him, didn't you? But you didn't judge him, did you? You qualified him, though, huh? And that's how you got into the right marriage for yourself, huh? And of course, he did the same thing. But please keep your goals in mind. Remember, you're most apt to see the vibration. Okay, so here's what we hear in class. You know, why would Aunt Sophie come? You know, why would Uncle Pete bother coming down here? What's he know? You know, all he did was sit around with his feet up and smoke a cigar. And all she ever did was just, you know, walk around in circles, maybe complaining because somebody else didn't do the dishes for her. Well, if she had shown you who she was in the previous life, you wouldn't recognize her. One life, many expressions to it. So when the souls come from the free life, that's there working for you, they don't show you the expression that they had before, they show the expression that you would know. Jolene, I have no idea who you were before. And I don't get involved in that past life stuff because I've got enough with this life. So I for Jolene here, for her, I don't know who she was before. She may have been King Tut, for all I know. So if she goes through before me and she's trying to show herself, she'll try to show herself as the way I would remember her. So don't please turn your nose up at, you know, old grandma just because you think she didn't know much. So remember, you're most apt to see the vibration of a relative or friend from the angel kingdom because these are the souls who you can most readily recognize. Your, perhaps, Aunt Sophie may have lived many life expressions and many what we call lifetimes. But the one that she'll show you is the one that you'll recognize. So be content to just walk peacefully upon the earth, unfolding one petal at a time. Digest that. Look around. Understand it. Understand each petal that as you unfold it, rather than just want to burst in the broom and all of a sudden want to be the world's greatest psychic or, you know, the greatest healer that you could just go zap and they would be healed. Just enjoy each moment. This is such a wonderful design that God has set up here for us. Let's do our best to enjoy each petal as it unfolds in your life. Get excited about who you might meet today that you didn't know yesterday. I know that some of you people out there, I'm sure that I had another life expression with you. I don't remember it, and I don't go into it. I just feel like, well, maybe I know you. Well, I'm thinking I hadn't laid eyes on you before. Could be that. Could be a lot of reasons, but let's be happy with where we are. Do the best job we can while we're here. Fill each day to the brim. Get excited to wake up each day and say, God, use me. Use me, Lord. There is no change in you. When you leave this body, you are you. Are you going to be proud of that? If not, it's time to get working on it. Because we never know when God's going to call us home. Really don't think any of you here will have too much trouble. You wouldn't be bothering coming in here and letting me get up here and talk my thoughts. You wouldn't be wanting to come in here and work healing like Ruthie does and Dennis and Reese and you wouldn't want to be doing that. You wouldn't want to be. You'd want to be out there gathering money or whatever. So let's just leave with this one little thought. It is your garden. I know you're sick of hearing this. It is your garden that you're planting. And the seeds that you plant in there are going to grow. And they're going to multiply. What do you want in your garden? It's your life. What a wonderful opportunity. Eyesight, hearing, sense of smell, feelings of love. Is this a pleasurable place to live? And I can look at some of you that have lost your loved ones who went free, you know. Barbara's son going free of the body and Charlotte and Connie's hubby going free of the body and it's only a moment and you're right with them again. Only a moment in the eons of time. Let's get excited about each day. It's not going to be long till you'll see them again. Practice communication now so when you go free the communication's easier. And you'll be ahead of the game. Because it'll still be you trying to communicate without the flesh. That's what we're doing now, and that's what we're doing when we're free. Thank you for giving me this time.